I'm a killer. No better than a common murderer. And worse, really. More like a serial killer who can't help himself as he takes life after life, unable to stop even if he wished he could. Darian frowned at the corpse on the stainless steel autopsy table. Damn it, Zeus. I thought you were going to make it. His frown deepened until long lines etched into his face. Remorse wasn't good enough. It was useless. Pointless, really. Remorse would not bring Zeus or any of the others back. He glanced at the video projections of Zeus's brain development. His original brain on the left screen appeared normally formed and perfectly functional. The one on the right showed Zeus's brain after he had injected him. Misshapen and grotesque, it was so overdeveloped it strained against the skull. Darian shook his head. Not again. I can't lose another batch of test subjects. We're making progress, Dr. Beck. This time the brain enlargement slowed at the end. With some adjustments, next time it might stop before. George attempted to smile, but only the tips of his lips responded. Twice Darian's age, he was so optimistic he could see the silver lining in a hurricane, but this lethal turn of events left him speechless. We're missing something critical. We need to stop the brain development before it overwhelms the subject. Darian peered through the glass wall that separated the autopsy room from the rest of the laboratory. The remaining five subjects sat perfectly straight and stared mournfully at the glass as if Darian and Zeus and the table with death hovering above it drew their gaze. An icy chill tickled its way up his spine. The others had no idea Zeus had died. They were often separated. To them, the glass wall was a simple mirror. They had no idea. Could have no idea. A laboratory sat beyond the glass, yet he suspected they knew the truth, that Zeus was dead, and he the killer. Darian nodded toward the remaining subjects. It's odd that they haven't eaten their breakfast. It's already past noon. They must be hungry. Color drained from George's face. It's unnatural for them to stare at the mirror like that. Darian pressed a button on a keypad, and the one-way glass window turned gray, blocking the other subjects from view. Led Zeppelin started playing. It's just our imagination. Hand me the circular saw. Let's hope we can learn enough from Zeus to save his friends. George handed him the shiny autopsy tool, but before he switched it on, the lab door swung open and Brenda Callahan darted into the room. The normally composed, rather attractive young researcher appeared ashen, her jaw clenched tight. What's wrong, Brenda?
I came as soon as I heard. I'm sorry about Zeus, but there's something else you should know.
Darian stared patiently and waited for her to continue. She clutched a thin, hospital-issued tablet in her hands. His chest tightened. Wickersham authorized EBF-202 to be administered to a new patient. He doesn't know that Zeus died, but the injection is scheduled for later today. She handed Darian the tablet. Darian narrowed his eyes until they were nothing more than slits.
This is a young patient. How could he do this? This is my trial. We're not ready. We'll end up killing him.
The tablet cracked under his tightening grip. I'm gonna... The violent images flashing through his mind came too fast and were too graphic to put into words. He hurled the tablet across the room and raced from the lab. Darian hurried toward the elevator, his white lab coat flapping open, revealing a vintage Grateful Dead t-shirt, worn blue jeans, and flip-flops. His usually affable face twisted into an angry grimace as he repeatedly jabbed the call button. He cursed under his breath and shifted his weight back and forth. When the bell rang, the door swished open, and he darted inside the empty elevator.
"Please hold the doors," a voice called. He instinctively thrust out his hand as they began to shut.
A young female lab assistant strolled into the elevator. Her long, pin-straight blonde hair was pulled back in a ponytail and swayed as she walked. Her golden-brown tan contrasted with her white lab coat and her jade eyes that flirted behind long eyelashes. She smelled like jasmine and vanilla. She must be new, he thought. Perfume was discouraged in the labs, and no one stayed tan after working the long hours the research facility required.
Thanks for holding it for me. She smiled. No problem. Darian tapped the